Hello, and thank you for joining us for a few inspirational moments and loving conversation with C. Melita Webb. Today, I was thinking we would talk about, I believe they call it the imposter syndrome. And it's something I hear a lot of people mentioning, probably because I like to listen to self-help podcasts and, you know, I listen to a lot of women's groups. And it's been interesting to me to hear of this new phenomenon. And I guess it's not really a new phenomenon. It's just the word or the name that they have given it, because I think that, you know, I have had times when I felt like there were things I wanted to do or that maybe I didn't feel I had the knowledge or the skill of, but I have never felt it to the degree I think people are labeling it imposter syndrome, because to me, that just, it feels almost like they're saying someone is pretending. And, you know, I don't know that that's something that everybody does. I think people sometimes run up against projects or ideas that maybe they just don't have the skills for. But it's just interesting that the people have coined this term of imposter syndrome, as if a lot of people are walking around pretending to be more than who they are. And I guess it's possible that people do that. But in my age group, I've just never run across it. Now, granted, we've had cases where people have pretended to be, I think the most one is that Rachel Dolezal. Oh my goodness. Her situation was really interesting because she was pretending to be Black. And I don't know what she ended up being classified as, because, yeah, that was interesting. That was definitely what I would consider imposter syndrome. But as far as just, you know, not feeling like you have the experience, you know, we are in such a wonderful time that we have access to knowledge and information. There, you know, there is like the major Wikipedia of information. And so personally, I think that if someone is going through the quote unquote new term of imposter syndrome, that it's in their best interest to just identify the areas that they feel they are falling short on and make that something that they want to work toward achieving, because it doesn't sound like something that would feel comforting as a person to have the new theory of imposter syndrome. You know, I think to me, it's like I have meddled, you know, a little bit with French, the French language. And over the years, I've wanted to develop that skill. Now, through my own negligence, I have not developed that skill. So there's a limit to what I can say. That's one of the things on my list to do. And so I purchased a audiobook that's going to help me enhance and rekindle my knowledge of French. Right. So it's required me to learn how to learn in a different manner. I think that we all have the ability to learn across all spectrums, but there are just some ways that, you know, individually you might find you learn better. That's one that I want to really focus on. But if you see what I'm saying to you is identify what it is that you feel you may not be as versed or as knowledgeable that you want to be, right? And then go out into the internet, find the resources you can find to get either certification or, you know, brush up on whatever the issue is that you're having some trouble with. You know, you can maybe find an online mentor, someone who can help you, you know, get through that point. But I think that when people classify themselves as having the imposter syndrome, it almost seems like there's another underlying emotional issue that maybe they need to deal with. And I could be wrong. I'm not trying to psychoanalyze anyone. I'm just trying to tell you that if you think you might be falling into something of, you know, that makes you uncomfortable or something that makes you feel like you're not being authentic to your true self, you know, identify that and, you know, find ways to reorganize your life, so that you can actually become who you are saying that you are, who you want to be, and you can become your true life version of your ideal self. So, you know, if you need help with that, you know, counseling is phenomenal. And online counselors, I think, can be a very good option because you have the ability to use the video options. They have Zoom, they have GoToMeeting. There's so many different things. I don't know if they do group counseling sessions yet, so that might be interesting. But the other thing is that I love books, and so I'm always just listening to books and, you know, honing my knowledge of anything and everything that I've ever wanted to hear or know or see, right? So because of the way I visualize things in my mind, often I actually see what's playing out in the book if it has characters. If it's just an issue of me learning things, I'll pause it and, you know, I'll slow it down, I'll repeat it. I might, you know, stop it, go to Wikipedia or Siri and ask Siri to give me some information on it. And that helps me enhance my learning. And so, you know, I just want to tell you, if you feel like you're going through that situation, and maybe I don't understand the full interpretation of the word imposter syndrome, but if you are going through it, and my thought to you is that you don't have to be in it. You don't have to be in a situation where you feel uncomfortable, or, and you don't have to live like that the rest of your life, feeling like you should know something you don't know, because there are avenues for you to take care of that. So, you know, each time society comes up with a new coined phrase, you know, you don't have to look to find yourself in it, right? Although a lot of people expect that everybody else is going through it too. That's not the case. And so, like I said, for my generation, I think we were just the generation of let's go out, finish it, figure it out, and get moving on it. So, you know, figure out what you want to learn and then put yourself in that direction and go to it, because you have a brilliant brain and a beautiful life, and your mind will help you get where you want to go. Right? So I'm going to wish you a beautiful morning, a wonderful afternoon, and an amazing, restful night of peace. Believe in yourself. And till we talk again, be well, be happy, and learn something new. All right? Goodbye.